Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the incident that we had started yesterday regarding the rich Hashimi youngster who spent his days and nights sinning and breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one night he heard somebody reciting, and the person was reciting Quran Sharif. So when the person was brought to him, the young man, the Hashimi youngster, asked that young pious man that what he was reciting, what was he hearing him reading. And that young pious man, he began to read the following ayat: A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, innal abrara lafi na'imin 'alal ara'iki yanzurun. And continuing, translation of which is: the pious people will be in delight, that of Jannah, on sofas looking at the wonders of Jannah. You will see in their faces the brightness of delight. They will be given to drink a pure sealed wine whose seal is musk. For this, all those who compete with one another should compete, as this enjoyment can only be in exchange of good deeds. Let them try to beat one another in doing good deeds. And that wine is mixed with the water of the Sneem, a spring from which those brought near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drink. The drink served to the pious will be flavored with the water of the Sneem, which is a speciality meant only for those who are brought near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muqarrabun, who will have it in its pure, unmixed form. The poor pious man then said to him, O you who have been deceived, your palace, your balcony and your sofas, it cannot compare with. And then he started reciting many other ayat from the Quran and the people of Jannah, as well as some ayat describing the people of Jahannam and the horrors of Jahannam. For example, just recite some of the translation. The pious young man said to this Hashimi youngster about the raised sofas of Jannah, and that the Jannatis will be leaning on these sofas, and the Jannati will see two fountains flowing, and the fruit of these gardens will never get finished or forbidden, unlike the gardens of this world, of which not everybody is allowed to eat. Then he recited some ayat describing Jahannam, that the sinner will wish to ransom himself from the punishment of that day with his children and his wife and his brother and his family with whom he lived, and all that are in the earth, if they could save him. But no, it can never be. For indeed it is the fire of Jahannam pulling out his being, ready to roast him. It calls him who turned and fled from the truth in the life of this world and collected wealth in a haram way and put it away. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will wish to come out from the fire, but they will not be able to come out. When the man had read many ayat about Jannat and Jahannam, the Hashimi chief got up from his seat and hugged him, weeping and crying. He told his friends to go away. Himself, he went out to the poor man, to the courtyard of his palace, where he sat on a rug, and he wept and cried with regret over his past, whilst the faqir, the poor man, sat there till Fajr Salah, encouraging him to make tawbah and start a life of piety. The Hashimi then made sincere tawbah for his sins, and made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would not sin again. In the morning, he made a public tawbah, a repentance, in front of his friends and other people. He then sat in the corner of the masjid, leading a life of ibadat and righteousness. He gave away in charity all the things of his house and distributed it amongst the poor. He set free all his servants and set free most of the slave boys and girls. And he sold the rest and he spent his money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll conclude the story tomorrow. SubhanAllah.